This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not make mistakes as weakness President Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot-down of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. The president now pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids that he planned for today by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Members of Sudan's protest movement say they've accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. This is VOA News. Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. When the opposition Republican Party's people candidate secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK party in Turkey's largest city, it was a rare electoral defeat for the president in the March vote. But after weeks of AKP appeals, Turkey's high election board in May annulled the vote, citing irregularities. The opposition called the decision a coup against democracy. Mauritania's ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. He won 51%. Ghazouani promises to transform national industries to create more jobs around the country's natural resources. He's also planning to meet regularly with members of the opposition parties represented in the parliament if elected president. President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz is stepping down, as is mandated by the Constitution, after his 2 5-year terms. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. In his opening address, he said, "We need to get Brexit done and be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal peace deal."
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Johnson's opponent is the current Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt. He says he's prepared to do the same thing, but do it the right way.
We must keep our promise to the British people, but I would do so with a heavy heart because of the risks to businesses up and down the country and the risks to the union.
Johnson is the runaway favorite for Tory lawmakers. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17 people, 24 are injured. Workers sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building was under construction. Some survivors said that normally some 50 or 60 workers use the building as their housing. According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump. He's contemplating its contents. That's according to the official Korean Central News Agency, which posted a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. No other details on that comment. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.